President Bush has made democratic elections a key part of his foreign policy in the Middle East, a path to greater stability. And he has described Palestinian elections as necessary for peace.
The way forward must continue to include democratic elections. The upcoming elections for the Palestinian Legislative Council offer an opportunity to open the door to the next generation of Palestinian leaders. They'll be responsible for building a peaceful and hopeful future for their country.
That's the president last October when Palestinian President Mahmoud Abbas visited the White House.
But recent Mideast elections haven't quite turned out as the administration hoped. In Iraq, the winner in December's election was an Islamist Shiite alliance rather than a secular group friendly to the U.S. In Egypt, the Muslim Brotherhood made a strong showing in December. And this week, Hamas won. They're on the U.S. list of terrorist groups.
We wondered how American proponents of Middle Eastern democracy are taking all this, so we called Robert Kagan of the Carnegie Endowment for International Peace. He says he has no second thoughts.
Well, I think there's no question that you're going to see greater participation by Islamists, or whatever you want to call them. My own view, and I must say I'm borrowing here from the views of the Islamic scholar Ruel Gerecht, is that probably Islam needs to go through this process. They need to go through the process of winning fair elections and then having to take a part in governing. I think that it may be the answer to some extent of the radicalism of Islam if they see that there is a route to governance through the democratic process. We had this experience in the Cold War as well. There was a time when we thought if anybody who was a Marxist or a socialist or even just a union leader won an election, that this would open the door to the communists and it would be a disaster. And it turned out in many places in Central America and elsewhere that the victory of those kinds of people actually wound up benefiting both their own countries and also the interests of the West generally. So I don't think we should be afraid of the consequences of democratic elections, even if they elect people that make us nervous.
Some who are pushing the pro-democracy agenda say Islamists may become more moderate, that they might mellow over time when they actually have to run the government and pick up the trash and meet the payroll and keep things running on time.
I think that it seems pretty clear that in Palestine there's a chance, I don't know how much of a chance, I think there's some reasonable chance that the need to govern will bring some responsibility. We'll just have to see. But I don't think that because in one election here or somewhere else we're not thrilled with the people who were elected, that means that democracy promotion is a bad idea. I think that we should have some faith as Democrats ourselves that over the long run and maybe even over the medium run, democratic elections will ultimately produce better governance in the countries that hold these elections and better allies for the United States.
And so are you arguing that the people in Palestine might actually see better government from Hamas, that if the Muslim Brotherhood were to enter the government in large numbers in Egypt, that the people there would see better governance?
Well, I mean, I don't know, and we'll find out. One thing is for sure. It seems that a substantial element of the vote in Palestine was against what was perceived as corrupt and inefficient government by Fatah. If Hamas wants to continue to win elections, it seems pretty clear they will have to do something that makes them appear to be an improvement, less corrupt and more efficient. So I think that is what we can hope for.
And in building a democracy, sending people to the polls is only one step in that process. What else do you need to see to say that we've really achieved something here, that you see true democratic governance for the people, by the people?
Well, I mean, the definition of what constitutes a genuine democracy has been a lively subject of debate in the political science world. Obviously, you want to see just not one election, but several elections. And, of course, you want to see the development of what people refer to as liberal institutions, the rule of law, an open economy, a free press, et cetera, et cetera. There are many people who think that you have to have those things before you should worry about elections. And I must say I disagree with that. I think elections are more likely to produce liberal government than the other way around.
So it's short-run risks versus long-term gains.
Absolutely. And I remain to be convinced what the short-term risks actually are. It's not as if Hamas wasn't an influential force in Palestine before this election. Now they're an influential force that has to govern. I'm not at all sure that is a negative development. I'm inclined to see it as a positive development.
Mr. Kagan, thanks so much for speaking with us.
Thank you. My pleasure.
Robert Kagan is a senior associate at the Carnegie Endowment for International Peace. He spoke to us from Brussels, Belgium.
Our coverage of the Palestinian elections continues at our website. You'll find results, reaction, and more analysis at npr.org.